You're listening to EAA Radio, the radio voice of AirVenture.
This is an EAA Radio special report. I'm Farid Guillot. Pilot and famed actor Harrison Ford has passed his chairmanship of EAA's Young Eagles program to Chesley Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles, the crew of U.S. Air Flight 1549 that landed safely in the Hudson River earlier this year after a dual engine failure. Their professionalism on that day and leadership since have made them the perfect role models for leading the Young Eagles program. Ford has also been an exceptional leader and role model during his 5 years as chairman of the program. His passion for aviation and his personal gravitas has boosted the profile of the Young Eagles program and general aviation within the community, also amongst policymakers and the broad public. During his tenure, nearly 500,000 Young Eagles were flown, with Ford's personal lifetime total close to 300. Harrison Ford joins us now for an exit interview. Has your participation in the Young Eagles program fulfilled your personal expectations?
Well, I didn't have any personal expectations. I was just ambitious to help EAA promote aviation through the program. I had personally enjoyed participating in Young Eagles, in flying Young Eagles, and I knew what a significant experience it was for many young people. And as a pilot, I felt that it was the opportunity for me to share my passion for flight with others who might take advantage of the opportunity to become involved in aviation themselves.
What have you learned about children and flying through your years as the chairman of the Young Eagles program?
Well, I'm the father of five, so there's a lot to learn about kids. But I mean, the experience for some of them can be a little scary, and for others it can be quite exhilarating. Each kid is different, and one wants to make sure that you try and make them as comfortable as possible. And take advantage of the opportunity to get them to look out the window, to see the world, and experience the world from that in a three-dimensional way. Make sure that they understand that what you're doing is not magic, but something that with a little training and a little experience and application is something that they can do, that it's something that's done by ordinary people. And you don't have to be a rich person or a genius to make an airplane be a safe experience, make a flight be a safe and gratifying experience.
What strengths do Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles bring to the Young Eagles program?
Well, I think by example of leadership, they teach the principles of training and preparation and teamwork. The example that they set for their behavior on that fateful day when they took the airplane into the Hudson is certainly an expression of character that's worthy of emulation. And since I've come to know them, I find them both to be really remarkable human beings, each in their own way. I know how they came to be capable aviators through training and preparation and experience. But I don't know how we ended up with two guys who so skillfully and passionately communicate their experience, both on that day and in their whole aviation careers, as articulate as they are. We're lucky to have such great communicators. It is, in fact, the major part of the job as chairman of the program to communicate the contributions of the program to aviation, and to communicate what aviation can bring both to young people and to America at large.
You talk about communication. You're also working for AOPA's GA Serves America campaign. You've become quite an advocate for general aviation.
Well, I think, obviously it's critical to all of us to enjoy the freedom of flight, which is unique in this country. And to sustain the legacy which has brought us such a significant experience. I want that freedom and the legacy of American aviation to be available for a future generation. I feel it's a responsibility. I also want people to understand what aviation, general aviation, contribute to the American economy, to American society. Corporate aviation is something that is that operates all from the all the way down from the Fortune 500 level to a guy who's flying his fresh lobsters to market, to a farm equipment salesman who's getting a part to some farmer that's far from a big commercial airport. You need to signify and vouchsafe the services offered by people who are flying medical flights out of airports that aren't served by commercial aviation.
What did you say to Young Eagle passengers that you have along with you just before you take off?
I want to just make sure that they're comfortable, they're relaxed, and I tell them everything that I'm doing so that they can participate in the experience rather than just ride along on somebody else's experience.
When is your next Young Eagle flight?
Well, in November, I'm going to a fundraising event for Wings Over the Rockies, which is a new aviation museum in Denver. And as part of their roll-up to the event dinner, raising funds for the museum, there will be a Young Eagle event. And I'm looking forward to flying Young Eagles in my de Havilland Beaver on that occasion.
Thanks again, and congratulations on 5 years of leadership of the EAA Young Eagles program.
Thank you, Farid. Thanks for your help.
Harrison Ford, former chairman of EAA's Young Eagles program. You're listening to EAA Radio.